Anthem Kneeler Megan Rapinoe to receive Presidential Medal of Freedom. By Dylan Gwynn on July 2, 2022. Megan Rapinoe, Anthem Kneeler and outspoken advocate of almost every left-wing cause, is set to receive the Presidential Medal of Freedom from Joe Biden. The announcement came Friday that Rapinoe, a captain on the U.S. Women's National Team, U.S. Aunt, and 16 others had been selected to receive the nation's highest civilian honor. While the U.S. Aunt has reigned as one of the top women's teams in the world during Rapinoe's time on the roster, the decision to award her with such an honor most likely stems from Rapinoe's relentless advocacy of liberal causes. Most recently, the U.S. Aunt that made waves by blasting men for remaining silent after the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. "You've been silent to us, as a whole," she said. "Stand up, say something. This is your wife, this is your sister. This is your friend. This is your girlfriend. This is the mother of your children. This is all of us. And you are allowing a violent and consistent onslaught on the autonomy of women's bodies, on women's rights, on women's minds, on our hearts, on our souls." U.S. Women's National Team player Megan Rapinoe, Dan Mullen / Getty Images. Before that, Rapinoe chose leftist activism over the future of women's sports by arguing for the 100% inclusion of males identifying as females at all levels of women's athletics. "I'm 100% supportive of trans inclusion," Rapinoe said in an interview with Time. "I think people also need to understand that sports is not the most important thing in life, right? Life is the most important thing in life. And so much of this trans inclusion argument has been put through the extremely tiny lens of elite sports," she said. "We're talking about kids. We're talking about people's lives." U.S. women's soccer player Megan Rapinoe, Evan Augustini / Envision / AP. Rapinoe, who was at training camp in Denver when the White House called to inform her of the honor, thought she was getting a prank or robocall when she saw her phone say White House, U.S. Soccer said in a statement via the Associated Press. She showed her phone to a teammate, who encouraged her to answer the call. Rapinoe made headlines for saying she would refuse a White House visit in 2019 while Donald Trump was president. But, now that someone she agrees with has taken up residence at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, she seems to have changed her tune.